Hello, everybody. This is Annette, the creator of the Digital Vibe Network. Question: do you need some inspiration? How about some stories? Like stories? How about both? That is what the Digital Vibe Network is all about. It's about shows that will inspire you through stories. These are true stories, because it is my story, and it can be your story too. It's designed to inspire you, to get you to look at yourself and see yourself in the story. And that is what the Digital Vibe podcast is all about. It is a storytelling podcast with a twist on inspiration. So I hope that you enjoy the show and invite your friends, because this is a podcast that truly is unlike any other. And each and every week, something special. Visit my website at www.thedigitalvibe.com for more. Thank you for listening. Hello. Hi, how are you out there in listening mode? How's your week going? How's your month of May doing? Hope it's doing well. Hope this podcast is finding you doing things that you really want to do. And how are you feeling right now? You should be at episode 3. Here we are. You should be feeling kind of cool right now. You shouldn't be too apprehensive. You know, you should be kind of getting used to what might be your new normal. So take a deep breath and exhale a little once in a while. And don't take it to heart too much. Don't take it to heart, because something like this is just the way life is. So it's one of those things, change does happen. As long as we're human beings living on this planet, we are susceptible to change. It's a must thing. So either you embrace it or you push it away and you struggle with it. So I'm here to help you not to struggle so much and to embrace it, because it's easier that way. Less stress, less complications, the more that you can focus on doing things that really matter. So last two episodes, right? I kind of got you a little bit of an intro on what working from home, embracing it in this changing environment, would do. And last episode was how to literally set yourself up for success. So that's foundational. Because if you don't set yourself up for success, if you have no foundation to pull from, then you're really not going to make it. Because let me tell you one thing I've learned about having a business from home. It's not as easy as you might think, so don't take it for granted. It's something that's, it takes time to get used to and adjust to. But let me tell you this, you really do have to be disciplined. So it requires discipline. And if you are not a person that likes to be disciplined, or you have a problem with that in learning new things or adjusting to new things, then it's going to be a little bit difficult for you, even more so. But this is what change is all about. It's to get you into the habit of learning a new discipline and doing something a little bit different, because now that this change is here with us, right, you have to work with it. You can't fight against it. It's like beating against the wind. You're not going to win. You're going to lose. You're not going to win. So you might as well make a decision in your mind every day, whether you like it or not, to say that I'm going to roll with this. I'm going to go with the flow of this and not resist it. So episode 3, a few starter hints. That's what I was going to be talking about. Some hints to get you on what could probably be your new normal. You never know. It does not matter how slowly you go, as long as you do not stop. Confucius. If you're tired of your normal 9-to-5, then you really want to listen up to this episode. Your normal 9-to-5 might be that one thing that's enabling you from taking the leap to starting your very own home-based business. If you are dreaming of having your own business and staying up late at night, imagining what your life could be, then you can achieve this by having a side hustle. If you have lots of ideas in starting and doing a home-based business endeavor, then now's the time to implement those ideas in the form of a side hustle in order to get your feet wet. So when you're really ready for a transition like this, the beauty of having a part-time hustle is that you never quit your normal job right away. I'll say that again. You never quit your normal job right away. You are holding onto that job for as long as you need to. And then when the time is right, you make the move to your entrepreneurial goals. You can do both if you are able to manage your time well. It is never a good thing to quit your job before you establish your business. Because if that falls through, not as you've hoped or planned, what do you have to fall back on? So be smart about it. A work from home environment brings so many benefits when it comes to business. I mean, I could give you a list of my top 10s, but I won't go into that list of top 10s, but it's like a whole list. You know, it's so many benefits. And I'll just give you some just a little taste of what it's like. Remember this, that you are a solopreneur and you are a microcosm of your team. If you have a team of people that are located globally, then you can interact with them through the latest technology. With meetings, you can use GoToMeetings or Zoom or a host of other tools in a work-at-home environment. In this day and age, there really is absolutely no excuse for not being able to adapt to the internet. There is none. The internet has been around for almost, what, over 20 years? And if you're not adept and adaptable to what's going on in the World Wide Web, other than simply just Facebook, social media, doing all those kind of things, then you really are really going to be, you're really too far behind here. So if the dreams that you're desiring, and if now that you're forced to work from home, here is an opportunity to rise up to the occasion and meet it. If it's your dreams that we're talking about, then you know what? You'll do whatever it takes to get from point A to point Z and all that is in between. No excuses. Here's another benefit, time. You get such a time freedom when you work from home. You're able to schedule your time as you want to. So use time to your advantage because you can schedule when and how you work. For example, if you're on the West Coast and are doing business internationally, you can schedule your meeting that is both suitable and accessible for both parties involved. If you're not a morning person like I am, then you can schedule those meetings when it suits you best. It makes you feel more confident because you are in control of how you spend your time. Also, you have the time to take the time to sit back and do absolutely nothing. I take time out of my day to read a book, take a nap, listen to music, watch a movie, or do nothing at all. This lifestyle is a flexible lifestyle that it doesn't really tie you down to a clock or even watching it. You are so into what you're doing, and yes, when you're into what you're doing, time does fly by because you are having fun and you're making money. Another benefit, with a home-based business, there are no bosses to look over your shoulder and get into your face every once in a while. The only person that will be able to have something to say will be the face that you are looking at in that mirror every morning, each day you get up. Being your own boss means that you ought to be able to produce more and bring out high quality work. And again, I'll say this, if you are not a person that's disciplined to be able to schedule your time and you can be responsible for yourself and how you work and you don't have a really high work ethic, then you're not going to produce a whole lot of good quality work. Everything now depends upon you. If you're the solo entrepreneur, everything is centered on you and it relies on you. So if you're not, let's say for example, if you're not feeling well, some days you might not be working. So every part of your body, your life, your mind, everything's interconnected. So mind, body, soul, spirit, other people, other circumstances, it all has something to do with how effective and efficient you're able to work from home. So let's say, for example, you're going, let's say physically, you have a physical issue, but you still have this work that you have to do. So that's going to affect the output of what you're going to do. And you might have to take a couple of days off from not doing anything at all. You may have to rest a little bit before you're able to feel confident and comfortable about going back to work. So, all of those things, those are fluctuations. They always happen. So sometimes you have to pace yourself. And like I said, as Confucius said in that quote, go slowly, but as long as you never stop. That's the key factor. Never stop. Take your time. Because like I said, lots of us have circumstances that pop up and crop up. And if they have to be dealt with, you have to decide, is it your responsibility to deal with that issue? If not, bring that time spent back to yourself. So you really have to make so many different decisions on where you spend your time, because you get to control your time. So what is the best use of your time? You have to decide that and take that time and your energy and focus it on that. With the advent of the internet and the interaction of the internet, it is now possible to search for different and many home-based business ideas today. You literally have at your fingertip a plethora of ideas and businesses to choose from, so there can be no excuse for not finding something that suits your taste. The first thing that you ought to ask yourself before beginning your home business is, what is your area of expertise? Take a personal assessment of your skills and the things that you enjoy. What are the things you like? What are the things you dislike? Write these things down and see for yourself where you stand, and then decide what direction you want to go in. If you're multi-talented, then you have a lot more to choose from than the average person who has one or two skills or has not invested time into learning more advanced skills. These are those individuals who are specialists in baking. Let's say, for example, you're a specialist in baking. I should have said that. That's what I meant to say. And or your specialty is decorating cakes for special events. Or let's say, for example, you love to write and you want to be a freelance writer. You want to write scripts for movie stars and do different things for movies and screenplays, and you're gifted at that. Why not take all of that talent that you have and put that to good use? And so there's so many different ideas that you can come up with. It's not just limited. You're really only limited by your beliefs. If you believe that you don't have any talents or gifts available, if you don't take some time and take stock in yourself and assess yourself, you start to think, well, wait a minute, I don't have any gifts to choose from. I don't have anything. Sit down for a moment with yourself. Don't be so hard on yourself. You might have more than you think you do. So let's get back to that story. So let's say there are individuals who are specialists in baking, and they like to decorate cakes for special events. Like I said, that can be an idea for you. Or a photographer, that can be something for you. There are others who know how to bake assorted types of cakes, right? They may have recipes for different types of cakes, and that could be something that they could pass on from generation to generation. So that could be an endeavor for you. You know, if somebody's passed down some recipes to you and you love to cook, that's your passion, that's a great business idea. Start something with that. But the thing is, that is not something that you can do. That's something that you do really offline. So if we're talking about something online, you would have to literally, again, you can still have the same approach to the idea, but then of course take it online by building a brand online and having people purchase merchandise from your online store. So it could be it could be a great idea. So whatever your area of expertise is, go with that. And as a matter of fact, if you really wanted to start a business like that, or any type of business, and you want to make it more than just a hobby, you can make some great money. So it's how you look at this here. Either a hobby or a business. Business or a hobby, which is it? So once you make that decision, it determines the outcome of how you're going to model your vision. One other benefit, there's a couple of other benefits I didn't mention. One thing I enjoy personally about having a home-based business and telecommuting from home is simply that I get to interact. This is kind of the cool, fun part. I get to interact with so many people globally. I have met so many people all over the world I would have never been able to have met otherwise while doing business. And it's cool because you get to meet different people. You're not on this planet alone. And here we are in this situation reminding us that we're not on this planet alone. And it is so amazing to get to have and, you know, possibly develop partnerships with these businesses. So I get to learn a lot about what they do and how they interact globally too, and locally for that matter. So that's one of the many reasons, the benefits that you get. You get to interact with so many different types of people. So it's not that you're going to be socially inactive. It's just going to be a little bit different when you work from home. You're not actually near the person, but you are visibly seeing them, but you're still interacting with them. So again, all these things are things that are predated what we're dealing with now. You know, the thing called social distancing, that's what we're dealing with now. But for a person like myself, or many of us who have already been on the web, internet entrepreneurs, business owners on the web, we know the deal. You know, you may not be able to interact socially, but you still are actively socializing on business with anyone on the planet. That's pretty cool. The point is, whatever you're good at can become a home-based business. So whatever specialties you have, whatever skills you have, whatever things that you've learned from someone, whether it's your previous job, whether it's your current job, whatever it is, it doesn't really matter. Just find out what you're passionate about and start from there. Because anything can become a home-based business. You just have to be creative enough. You have to extend that brain and start thinking about the possibilities and the opportunities, because there's so many. So again, don't limit your thinking by limiting yourself, and vice versa. Before I wrap up this episode on the podcast, are you enjoying the stories? I hope you're enjoying this podcast. And it's a great time. You know, life has afforded me really some opportunities that I would not have had otherwise. So if you are looking for, you know, any way to either start a business or to get investing in yourself, doing something a little bit different, then I encourage you to visit my website. Rather than me tell you what's on my website, I have literally a plethora of books and content that you can either purchase or not purchase. I have free content on my site as well. So there's a whole bunch of stuff. So there's no excuse. I have books on so many different topics. How to make money online, how to make money on YouTube, how to make money on Instagram, how to make money with Facebook, how to make money on social media, period. So all of those books are available there on the website. I have my signature course, the Wealth Building Series. So there's so much. So stop by my website, my home, at www.thedigitalvibe.com, and do check out all of that. Take your time, search the site, because it's a lot. And like I said, I encourage you during this time to take some stock in yourself. Take some stock, some serious stock in yourself. What is it that you need to do right now, that you could do right now with what you have right now, that can generate some income on the side, that can possibly be developed into something larger than that? So that's how I'm going to close this podcast. Thank you for listening.